Welcome to Software Testing Unleashed, the podcast for testers, developers, and software makers who live quality as an attitude. Get fresh ideas and sharp insights to grow your mindset, to learn new methods, and to drive real change in how we build software. Better software and better teams for a better world. Hi, I'm Richie, your podcast host, and we are going on with our journey through software quality and software testing. A few weeks ago, I had an interview with Sheila Gell. We met at different conferences and meetups over the last years, and now we finally had the time to record an episode at the German Testing Day. Gillard is a DevOps transformation leader, community builder, and tester of the year in Finland. He inspires the testing world with meetups, with keynotes, and his bold ideas about AI and quality. And in this episode, we dive into some big questions about the upcoming AI agent world. Can we really trust AI to run our software or even our business? What does a hiring process will look like if we take an AI agent as new colleague? How can we test something that gives different answers every time? And why every tester needs their own AI sidekick? And do you ever think about it? What happens when your next boss isn't a human anymore? So let's look in this new world where AI agents take over our pipelines and our businesses. Have fun with this episode. And if you have any feedback, write me to podcast@testing-unleashed.fm. Have fun. Hi, Gillard. Nice to have you on the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
it's great here to have you here in Germany on the German Testing Day. You did the keynote today in the morning, and we know each other since 1.5 year in person, I would say.
Yeah, something
so
like
we met
that.
At the testing retreat the first time, had some deep discussions there.
Going really deep.
Yeah, that's true. And you are a well-known person in the international testing community. You said you're a tester of the year in Finland.
I got this tester of the year for last year from Finland, from Tieturi.
Yeah.
This is an award giving to someone who is very active in the testing community. Mm-hmm. So that's really the community work.
Yeah,
and I'm really blessed and happy about that.
Yeah. Just tell us a little bit about the community there. What do you have there in events and meetups or like that?
Yeah, actually, this is because of a meetup we started like two years ago. So there's the storyline behind at one of the testing assembly, which is the conference from the Finnish testing board. I asked the speaker, Maret Pyhäjärvi, if there's a testing community, a testing meetup running in Finland. Mm-hmm. Now that was after COVID. And she said like, yeah, actually those things stopped. So I don't know anything, but Szilard, why don't you start one? So I got my action point, but luckily she also asked who would help. Yeah. And Nina Perta and Jani Grönman stood up and said, like, okay, we will help Szilard. Mm-hmm. And of course, conferences are driving this meetup. So the next time we talked about that was the Hustef conference, all three of us there. And on the way back at the airport, we were talking like, okay, this meetup, is this real? Do we really want to do it? And we agreed on the basics. And it took a few months, but we started the meetup series. We decided it should be non-for-profit totally, absolutely like no money in it. We ask companies to host it, and then it's rotating in location. But we had one session every month. And now for 2 years, we have sessions every month. And by now we have 700 registered participants having a meetup in Helsinki and Tampere, two big cities of Finland, and having all the events like sold out, I mean, registered fully in an hour after we open it. Really good feedback. People love it. They are coming together and they're sharing knowledge. So I think that is what brought me the award, the visibility, but of course also my speeches and the ISTQB work and the TMMI work talking to you work.
Yeah, so, and you do a lot of things for the community, so I find it really great for what you are giving back to the community with all the stuff and all the things you do. Yeah.
Well, Richard, you have a lot of there as well, right? Writing books and having the podcast, so you shouldn't be shy.
Okay, but let's go to more into the testing stuff. You talked about today a very interesting topic about AI agents and how they took over business processes, and what are the testing parts and testing problems in if you let the AI agent run your business. So just take us in this topic a little bit.
So of course AI is everywhere, right? And as I'm a DevOps transformation lead, I'm helping companies to actually improve their software development processes, to get on the next level, to be more efficient, to be more effective, to be able to react to opportunities faster. So really having business agility. Now AI is an extremely huge opportunity in this, right? It will help us to be more flexible, help company to identify opportunities faster and then react to opportunities faster, even like creating opportunities faster. Now, but that also comes with kind of the question like, okay, now we put everything into AI, right? Everything. And AI will do all the smart work, the ideation, then the coding, then the testing, then the deployment, then everything. Can we trust AI doing that? Do we think that the correctness, the quality is on high level or not? And as a person coming from 25 years testing background and transformation background and focusing on quality, it's hard for me personally to believe in this. I didn't want to say that out loud there, but I felt like I don't know enough about the topic to say, do I believe in it or not? So I started to go very deep in the AI, how the agents work, what are the anatomy of an agent, take them apart. Really, in the presentation, I showed the little pieces of how agents work and talking through two main areas, the communication problem and the Oracle problem of how to design AI agents or actually agentic workflows. So multiple agents working together. Now, communication problem, you need to be able to tell the AI what you want clearly, right? Just like communicating to a newcomer or a new colleague, you need to tell the task, you need to tell the context, you need to tell the behaviors, the expected ways of working. And you also need to provide the input. This is your input, do the task on it. And this is the output I'm expecting. If you give AI good examples, it will learn and mimic that and will provide you more correct answers as well. So on one part, how do we solve the communication problem when we build and design AI agents? The other thing is the correctness. It's kind of the test oracle, right? How do we know what good looks like? Especially with AIs when it's random, right? It's stochastic. You will never get the same result twice. So how do you test that? How do you also build quality in, build correctness in? So in my keynote, I took the aspect of what could go wrong, a little bit of what are the risks. For example, your AI has a memory to learn. It has a memory to store information between sessions. And also when it gets feedback how things went, it will update its memory. But if you don't know how memory works, your agent might take information context from its memory, which does not belong there. It's not for this task. Yeah. So how do you design your agent? When it needs to update its memory, when it needs to purge its memory? Also, do you want it to remember your passwords, your bank data and account? So you need to be careful and design the thing. So this is what we went through, how you design that. And also very important aspect here is that we have a lot of knowledge of how to do quality assurance, right? Let's reuse that with the AI agents. Let's reuse your review practices to review the outcome of the agent, so keeping human in the loop. Let's use your low-level testing, your code analysis tools. We see that, okay, I don't remember the numbers, but quite a lot of the code generated by AI actually have security vulnerabilities. But if you have the scanning tools, vulnerability scanning tools, then you can actually feed that information back to AI. It will be better also in generating non-vulnerable code. So you have the CI/CD pipeline in place. You have your quality assurance practices in place. Use them with your AI agents as well.
I think when we talk about testing, about the AI agent stuff, the points around testing, like the code analysis, like reviews and all these things, get more important. But the question for a tester is always, so I want to put something in and I want this outcome. And this is not feasible with an AI. How can you argue that the testers can be safe that the AI works well?
We can't.
Yeah.
In short. Well, we had a discussion in the break with someone, a listener, and they asked, like, okay, if we now create products with AI in it, how do we test them? Especially when exactly we don't know how it looks like, right? You don't know what it will be, what it generates. But I believe here, again, we could use AI to check the outcome. And as a tester, you can actually describe what good looks like. And then AI will compare it. It's very good in comparing your semantic expression of what you want to see with the output. You can even utilize multiple AIs to check the output of this one and then compare. And if, you know, 8 out of 10 says this is good, probably, and again, probably, yeah, it's good enough. If many says not good, then there's a problem. We also said, like, every outcome of the AI need to be checked, evaluated. If you have a kind of time series and you see that now the output was different than before, even if it's better or worse, you need to check why. You need to check what has changed. Was the LLM updated in the background? Was the, you know, memory wiped or something happened? Was it updated? So you need to have the logs from the system, what you do. We also discussed, like, should you store your prompts? I really do believe that every prompt that generates any outcome should be stored in a log. So for audit trails, you can go back and you can also statistically analyze those prompts. How do they change? What has happened later on to, again, building quality and improve your whole AI system? And I'm not even sure I'm answering your question anymore.
Yeah, that's what I want to ask for. And I think especially if we talk about an AI agent who took over the business and do business stuff, we need a lot of trust in that. Mm-hmm. So are there ways, or what do you think, what can also let us increase this trust in this AI agent?
I love this one, the trust thing. Somehow, suddenly, we put ourselves on the page of, now we don't trust AI, but we trust humans.
Yeah.
Do we?
Yeah, okay. Good point.
Like, think about that. Your new colleague goes through a selection process, goes through heavy interviewing process. Then there's a probation period. You see how they work. And even throughout the years, you can, get rid of them. So do we trust? No. We have continuous entry criteria, and then we have continuous performance evaluation. So why AI is different? Now AI is our new workforce, right? So we need to have a hiring process for AI. We need to have a selection process. We need to have a continuous performance evaluation. Evaluation. That's why I shared also in my keynote that evaluations are important. Use your CI/CD or the DevOps loop, amplify feedback for the AI, learn and pivot if you need. This AI is not good anymore. Mm-hmm. Go for something else.
I think this is a very interesting shift in the perspective to see the AI not as a piece of software like our web page and our business software we had in the past, but to work with it like it is in human. So do all this hiring stuff and to deal with the imperfection of the outcome. Yeah.
First of all, on one hand, I believe AI will be still too expensive just to throw it away.
Yeah.
Right? Especially if you can fix the imperfection. Do we need to change the prompt? Yeah. Do we need to give an input in a different way? Do we need to check the guardrails? Do we need to check the memory? Do we need to check the tools it reaches? System prompts, R prompts, etc., etc. So there's a lot of things to fine-tune, right? It's still software. But a lot of processes we have embedded in our system, in our companies, organizations, just works the same way. So maybe it's better to look at them as you, I'm not saying they are, but just utilizing those processes. But I'm scared from the moment when, you know, I will have an AI boss telling me what to
yeah.
do.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, but it can be as dramatic like the human boss too.
It was. I'm not giving the name.
Before we had a short talk about the AI agent, which is taking over the business, also has a lot of information, deep information of the business and how to deal with the implementation of such an agent. What's your opinion on this topic?
This is something we discuss a lot, like how to actually start developing your AI agents as your new workforce, right? How do you kind of start moving your business processes, your development processes into AI agents? And I mentioned that we are really good in EU with bureaucracy, right? In Europe, we have a lot of bureaucracy. We have everything written down. But that is actually good because that knowledge, for example, the process descriptions, the raw descriptions, the value stream maps, we could reuse identifying which activity is worth to not replace, augment with an AI agent. And which are the activities where we have the biggest return on investment, where we can get the most out. So we have those descriptions. We need to take them. Also, typically, if you interview a couple of people, they will tell you how they do the thing. What are the best practices? What are the teeny tiny things they care about, right? Now that you want to put into the AI. And that is the secret sauce you don't want to give out to someone else. My message is that you need to be in charge of developing your own AI. You can, of course, get help from outside, but it's your knowledge. It's your business process. You know, your company is already in the cloud, right? So your data is already given away. Now, if you give away your processes as well, what is your company? So I think this is very important to keep in mind. Bring knowledge in if you don't have it, or grow the knowledge in-house. Start designing the AI agents based on the best practices in the company. Don't just take from the shelf an AI agent. That will be good for something, yes, as a start, but understand how it works and improve from there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A very, very, very important topic, I think. Yeah. But what do you think the next years, if you have your vision from the future, what do you think will be the big aspects? If we talk about the quality and the quality assurance of such AI agents.
Let me ask AI.
Yeah, you already did.
I did already. Of course, my slides are generated. No. I do believe that talking about DevOps 2.0 will be the thing. What is DevOps 2.0? It's the same hyper-amplified feedback cycles and the very same way of working now augmented with AI agents. I see that we will have a lot of agents with small agents doing small tasks, describing what does they do. So like a CV, there will be their CV on their forehead. This is what I'm good for. And then you will have this swarm of AI agents working together, solving problems. On one hand, I'm afraid like how far this will go and when we will be out of control. But not like out of control in a way that we are, you know, wiped out, but out of control of not knowing anymore what's happening, why. So not being in control. But I think we gave away a lot of that throughout the evolution already. So it's just the next steps. So agents, very focusing on solving small tasks, but clever, smart tasks, working together, solving big problems. We have an example or kind of a vision when your agents are, for example, listening to the customer's feedback call. So they are there as the service desk, right? Customers give a feedback, what they didn't like. AI will even understand, were they angry? So the tone of voice and everything, like emotions. Based on that, they will suggest the next feature, the improvement, which will go through the chain of AIs. And maybe in a couple of minutes, the change is after, of course, going through all the automated tests and automated checks and everything. They go through that and they deploy. And maybe they deploy an A/B testing for a similar persona group, which the caller was selected by AI.
Yeah.
So even the, you know, canary release or A/B testing was done. Maybe AI will start operating a crowd testing for this new functionality, selecting, picking the persons who would be, you know, similar as the originator of the complaint. So think through that you have a call and after a couple of hours, days, whatever it is, you have a proposal running in production and you can still see. That's the beauty of DevOps. We have the continuous monitoring. We have telemetry. We have observability. You know if that change, any change is better or worse.
Yeah.
So why not to use the same with AI suggested improvements? And if it works, keep it there.
Yeah. Yeah, very, very interesting idea to think about that, how the AI agents can work together to implement from a customer complaint to the new feature within some minutes. Yep. When we have a lot of listeners here, we are test managers, tester, quality engineer, test automation engineer. Do you have one concrete specific tip for them, what they can learn now to get in charge of this future?
That's a very good question. I do believe, and I'm kind of one of them, right? One of us, let's put it that way. I do believe that we need to understand how quality is built from the beginning. What are the things that are affecting quality? Then we need to understand how the AI agents and this agentic workflow works. What are the risks? And what we, with our knowledge of how to handle risks, should do upfront, right? Making sure we have the proper risk management built in, but also making sure that when AI is in production, we have the way to again evaluate, see how it works, and we have the ability to react quickly. So if the AI, you see that the features are going worse, you need to have the capability to switch it back, your code to the original version, right? So have the control points in there, but learn how AI works and learn how AI works for you. Have your own assistant, have your own agent, you know, growing more hands for you. And, you know, amplify yourself with the help of AI agents.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a very good tip, and a lot of people should be aware of that. That this is the future, and that we have to learn all this stuff. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, Zilad, thank you very much to give us these deep insights into the AI agents and your work and what you think about it. I think this is very inspiring for me too, and I think for the community too. So thank you that you have been the time here on the show, And yeah, hopefully we will have another episode in the near future.
Thank you, Richie, for the opportunity. I really appreciate that. And we can have another talk when you come to Hustav, to the other conference.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we'll see there in half a year.
Half a year.
Yeah, great. Have a good time. Thank you.
Thank you so much.